Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Kuf Aleph, and we are up to Sif Vav. We're discussing the fuel used for fire, Eish, on Yom Tov, and we've been talking about wood up until now, and now we're going to be talking about other items, not like the wood from like trees and all that kind of stuff. Here we go, Viter Kalim Shenishberu Sif Vav. You have a kli and it broke on Yom Tov. Could be it's a wooden kli, because that would be very handy to use for fire. But anyway, whatever goes ahead and burns well. So kelim shenishberu b'yom tov. We have a kli that broke on Yom Tov. Ein masikin bahem mitnei sheheim nolad. You can't go ahead and use a kli that broke on Yom Tov for fuel, because it is nolad. It is nolad. It is brand new item. What's the brand new item? Before you had a kli, and now you have a shard. Now you have a piece of kli that is no longer functional as a kli. So it's a new item, and it's muktza. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan chav beis. Shen nishberu. Hainu shen nishberu kol kach. We're talking here where this kli. Again, let's say it's like a wood bowl or something like that. So the wood bowl broke so much, she'ein ru'uyin l'ke'ein melachta rishona. It broke to the point where it can no longer be used at all for its original purpose. Aval im ru'uyin l'ke'ein melachta rishona. If, however, it is still fit to be used for its original function after it broke, da'inu shivrei areva. Let's say you have let's say it was a big bowl that they used to go ahead and need dough in. So you want to go ahead and latsuk lesochan mikveh. You want to go ahead and pour in a nice thick dish, cereal or whatever, into it. Vishivrei zechuchis, or some type of broken glass, latsuk, to pour into it lesochan shemen. In other words, if these kelim that are broken can still function in the same basic way, to pour things in there, so it's still intact to that degree, then kekelim shleimim hain. Then it's like a fully functional, fully intact kli umasikin behen. You'll be able to go ahead and use it if you need to for fire, for the fuel. Vayein, he says, vayein la'el simen shinches sivav netaz neber lachasham. So in other words, the kli that you're using for fuel, if it breaks, it's only going to be usher to use for fuel as nolad if it breaks to the point where it ceases to function as it once did. That's what he says, Sifkat Nechav Gimel, Sheheim Nolad. It's because it's Nolad, which is a Mukta, right? Look, L'chol HaDeis. The Meikara Kli. Again, it's a Mukta L'chol HaDeis on Yom Tov, as we said. The Meikara Kli, originally it was a Kli. The Hashta, Shever Kli. Originally it was a Kli, and now it's a broken Kli. And it's Asur B'Tiltul, Asur B'Tiltul. It's Mukta. You can't move it around. You can't move it to the fire. U'lekach Asur L'hasik B'hem. And therefore, it becomes usher to go ahead and burn it. Vafilu ein metaltalin klal. And now he comes and he says something that might be a little bit of a chiddush. He says, even if you are not moving it at all, el asarfan bimkoman, you just burn it in its place. Shemunachim sham, where it is, you burn it. Gam kein usher, it's usher. Ah, you didn't move it. There was no tiltal mukta. He says, the maisad laka, because just the burning it, Sha'osa b'kli, just to go ahead and burning it up, that you're doing with the kli, shenidlekes al yado, that is now, right, the fire that is now occurring based on this kli, chashiv ketiltel, it's the equivalent of tiltel. Now the reason why I say it's a little bit of a chiddush, because as Johnson remembers from way back when in Siman Shinches, when we're talking about muktza, let's say you have a kli that's muktza, so most hold that you're allowed to, let's say, sit on it if you don't go ahead and move it, okay? So here he's saying that obviously is different than when you're mamish consuming the item. The truth of the matter is, if you remember in our intro to the intro, consumption of an item, the right in its totality, is the ultimate usage, and in that sense, it's might even be the pure Isser Muktzah. But it's interesting, he calls it the Isser Tiltel, which would definitely needs, you know, some analysis in Ian Shia. But that's what he says. You wouldn't even be able to burn it, even if you did not physically pick it up and move it to the fire. Now we move over to the Rama. Rama says, however, v'im hisik b'kelim. Now let's say you went ahead and you used a kli. Obviously, we're talking about a kli that's intact, and you use it for fuel. Aser lahafoch ba'esh la'achar shehidliku b'mitzas. He's saying an interesting thing. He says, let's say you use the kli. You got nothing else to use, and you got to use your wood bowl that you know that you rarely use. And you want to take a wood bowl and you want to put it in a you want to put it into the fire, okay? So, or you know, you want to use that, you know, a wood spoon, like you have a bunch of wood spoons that you use on, you know, Pesach, hanging out in your drawer. So you want to use that for your fire, okay? So he says once it's in the fire, you're not allowed to go ahead and stir the coals that are being made out of that kli. Why? The azabi shivrei kli. Let's say, for example, you take a wood bowl and you use that for fuel for fire, but as soon as it becomes like burnt up a shtickel, so it's no longer the original kli. It's like a broken kli, and therefore you can't go ahead and move it around. Okay, ella in kain riba aleihem eitzim uchanim. Unless, of course, it was together with other fuel, other wood that was rov. So then, as we're going to see later on, when you have, let's say, rove, let's say, firewood with this shivrei kli that's now in there, you'd be able to then stir up the fuel, because rove of that fuel is that's mixed up in, okay, is regular wood that is not mukta. Now it's interesting. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Chav Balad. He says v'im hisik. So he says hagazu this Rama tzricha liyos achar tevas shleimim shebedivrei hamechaber. What he's pointing out is this Rama really fits more at the end of this sif when he's not talking about fully intact kelim. Because from the beginning of the Mishulchan Aruch was talking about a shever kli. So his point is, we're talking here about taking a fully intact kli and putting it in to fire, starting a fire with it, which is totally okay. But he says that's only kolzman, okay, that's still intact. Once it starts burning up, you can't go ahead and start flipping the coals and stirring the coals. Once it starts burning up a shtickel, you can't stir the coals if the coals are purely made of, or the majority of it is made out of kelim that now have become a shivrei kli. Ratzalomar shehudliku kol kach. It means it got burnt up so much already ad she'ein ruyin, to the point where it can no longer be used. Lekein melachta rishona. It's burnt to the point where you can't use it for its original purpose anymore. So then it becomes mukta inside the fire. Sifkat nuchavav, shivrei kli. It's the equivalent of a shivrei kli. But now he asks a great question. He says, I don't understand. Didn't we say you're not allowed to burn a shivrei kli even if you don't move it? So as soon as you burn a full kli, what's going to happen? 5 minutes later, it's going to be a shivrei kli. Then you're going to be burning mukta. So he says, no, don't be such a smart guy, he says. Uvelo hitpach be'esh. He says, if you don't go ahead and stir it after you put the full-blown kli in there, don't worry about it. Why? Even though you're getting hanah here from the mukta, because you're now be using this fire, and at that point already it's a shever kli, less lumber, that's not a problem. Why? The mukta is mutter bahana. The mukta, you can get hanah from mukta. If the hanah is coming, okay, from it without you doing anything, and there's no maisa biyadayim. See, when you take the shever kli and you, okay, put it in the fire or you ignite it and you put a fire to it, so that would be the equivalent of tiltul and it's going to be usher. But just stop passively getting a nah after the regular kli starts burning up, that's not a problem. The aspire lakaman, and we'll see more about this coming up in Taf Kuv Zayin in the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat and Chav Zayin, Eitzim Muchanim, that if this shever kli that resulted due to the fact that the full kli started burning up was mixed up with much more regular fuel, like regular wood that's not mukta, then you can stir it. And he says, we'll learn more about this in Tafkuf Zayin Siv Beis. They will talk about, for example, would you be able to go ahead and lechatchila put other wood there and then mix it all up. So we'll see. When and where, how you can go ahead and be mevatel berov this mukta. Okay, we know there's a principle called ein mevatlin issa lechatchila. We'll see whether that applies here when we get to that later on in Siman Tov Kuf Zayin. But for sure, if it's mixed already together with other wood, okay, it's not muktzah, you don't have to worry about flipping the whole, you know, all the coals within it, even though there's some Shever Kli within it. We continue on now in the Shulchan Aruch. Aval Masikin, as we just said, Masikin Bekelim Shleimim. You could go ahead and you could burn up fully intact Kalim. Okay, obviously you don't love those Kalim so much. Oh, Bekelim Shenizbru Bo'od Yom. Or if the Kli broke before Yom Tov, so then it's already ready for firewood beforehand. It's not nolad, it already broke before Yom Tov. So then also it could be used for fuel. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Chaf Ches, Bechelim Shleimim, Da'af the Kli Eino Omeid La Hasaka, even though the Kli, okay, is not a Kli that's really for fire. It's not a Kli that you use for fuel. It's a, you know, the only Kli that we know that we use for fuel is really those spoons that we use for Pesach, which we eventually throw into the fire, but usually a wood bowl that you have, it's not really muchan for that usage. So that's a big yesod about kalim. When it comes to a kli by definition is a functional item which you could move around. It's by definition not muksa. That's what he says. Mikol makom alo kaimelon dekolak kalim nitalin. All kalim can be moved. Afilu shelo litzorech hashmishan. Even if it is not for its own particular usage, that's for it. In fact, even a klisha malachto le'iser could be used, right? Litzorech gufo, even though you can't stop move it around. So here, it's a full blown kli. You can move it around, no problem. And now you're using it for a fire. But he says, umayri, very interesting, she'ein lo eitzim litzorech tavshilo. He's talking about where you don't have any other fuel like wood for the fire. Dim lo kein avar al bal tashchis. I'm sure you're all worried about this. What do you think? You just because you're loaded? Just because you guys are loaded, you could go ahead and take a kli and throw it into the fire? No. Once you have a functional kli, there's an issur baltashchis. You can't use it. Give it to someone else who can. But if you have nothing else, and you know you need to use that for your sudas yantiv, then it's not baltashchis because it's serving a purpose. Okay? Let's move weiter. Ulefamim also la'asik af bekelim shleim. So the Mishabura continues. Sometimes it's going to be usher even to use fully intact kelim for fuel. For example, kagon akum shelakach etzim shel Yisrael. What happens if you had a non-Jew who took wood of a Yisrael? The usher man kli biyomtov, and he made it into a kli on yomtov. That also havila nolad. That would also be nolad because beforehand it was wood, and now someone made it into a kli. So anytime wood is made into a kli on Yom Tov, that's going to be nolad, and a kli that's nolad is muksa. The meikara eitzim. Originally it was wood, the hashta kli, and now it's a kli. Then he says, eitz she mechatin bo ha'esh. Okay, let's say you have a piece of wood that you're stirring the fire with. Kevan shu miyuchad lekach, since it's designated for that, harehu kli. Right? It is a kli. If you have a specific piece of wood that's, you know, has been used, is the wood that you use to go ahead and stir up the coals in the fire, it's a kli. And therefore, in Nishbar b'Yom Tov, if it happens to break on Yom Tov, it's no longer something that can be used to stir the coals, then it's going to be aser la'asiko. It's going to be aser to go ahead and use it for fuel because it was a kli that's now a broken kli, a shever kli. Sifkat m'chaftes, she'nishbaru m'ba'od yom. He said, in principle, if you have a kli that already got broken up, broken into smithereens before Yom Tov, that's not nolad because it was broken before Yom Tov, and it's already a broken up kli, which is pieces of wood, let's say if it was a wood kli, that's ready to go, and it's therefore not muktzah. On Yom Tov, it's not muktzah because it's firewood. Sifkan chavtesh, shenishbaru b'od yom, but he says, imruin l'ke'ein melachta harishona, he says, interesting, if they are still roi for the original use when they were broke, then they're dinam kishleimen. Then the din is like shleimin, the asa lafoka, and you wouldn't be able to stir them lacha shedliku b'mitzas after it started burning a little bit. In other words, he's saying as follows, very interesting. He's saying, let's say you have a wood kli, and the wood kli broke before Yom Tov, so you could use it, you know, for as firewood for no problem, right? But he says, but there's a big difference between if it got broken up into smithereens or it's still somewhat of a kli, because if it got broken into smithereens before Yom Tov, then it's like regular wood. And wood is muchan, and stays muchan. It stays as wood, as firewood, the whole time, and you can stir the coals. But if it when it was broken before Yom Tov, if it retained its original usage, so then it's still like that original kli. It still has the status of the original kli. So therefore, once it starts burning up, you can't stir the coals anymore. You can't stir the coals because the kli became nolad. It became a shever kli in the fire itself. Finally, Siv Zayin, Shkedim ve'egozim she'achlu me'erev Yom Tov. What happens if you have nuts, right? Almonds and walnuts that you ate on Erev Yom Tov, and now you have the shells. Masikin the klipeyem b'Yom Tov. In other words, if you ate the almonds and walnuts on Erev Yom Tov, then you could use it as fuel, the shells, on Yom Tov. However, im achlam b'Yom Tov, but if you want to use the shells of almonds or walnuts for your fire on Yom Tov, ain masikin the klipeyem, you can't go ahead and use the shells for the fire. Okay? Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif katan lamid, ein masikin b'klipayin. So you can't use the shells of the nuts that you ate on Yom Tov. And he says, v'hu adin b'tamarim. The same thing would be, for example, if you have a date, k'sha'achlan b'yom tov, when you ate it on Yom Tov, ein masikin b'garinei. And you can't use the pits of the dates. Because you can't use a pit of a fruit, and you can't use the shells of a nut. V'afilu aklipin v'agarinin. And even the shells and the pits, even though they are ru'uyin l'machal behema, even though right now these are edible items for animals, that's not going to help. What's the reason? Hatam b'nei she'etmol hayu mechubarin. Originally, they were part of the overall nut. They were part of the overall date. And therefore, they were tafel la'ochel to the ochel v'nechshavin, and they were considered like the ochel atzmo. They weren't yet animal food. At that point, before you ate the nut, the shell was part of a ochel of an adam. Before you ate the date, the pit was regular ochel for human consumption. The achshav ain ruuyin, and right now, after you ate the nut or the date, ain ruuyin rak lachilas behema. It's only now roi for achilas behema ba'avelai nolad, and it becomes like nolad, and therefore mukta, and you can't use it therefore for fire. The dafka tamarim chashuvim. He says specifically a good type of date. She'ein nishamehem ala garinim klum. Because those good dates, you clean them off really good and all you got left is the pit. About tamarim rayim, but the not so high quality dates, hol v'nishar me'at mina ochel ala garinim. Since the basic date is still attached to the pit, mutil taltel agir garinim, you can carry and move the garin agava ochel. In other words, the muksa is attached still to the actual ochel itself, and therefore it's not really mukta, because since it's still attached to the date, it's like you're moving the date, and the pitch just going along with it, and therefore it can be used for fuel. Now the Ramah. The Ramah says something here, it's a big chiddush, definitely needs Ian Shear to figure out. He says, gam ein lahasik im ha'agozim v'hashgedim atzman. He says, you should also shouldn't use the actual nut, the almond and the walnut itself, unless they are still together with the shell. Okay? That's a shtickle chiddush that many, say this is a big chiddush, tzarech iyum. But he says, look what he says, sifkat and laman aleph, atzman, de'ein muchanim lahasich klal. Because the nut itself is not in any way muchan for fire. She'ein derech klal laniach ochlin ala eish. Because once it's a pure ochel, meaning the actual nut itself, after it's taken out of the shell, that's not something that is muchan for fire. Masha ein kein bekelim, as opposed to a kli mipnei, tzorech ha'ochel b'yom tov efshar lahasik lefamim bekelim tchusim. He says for basic cooking and things like that, you can take a kli that's not something that is the ultimate kli and use it for fire. However, the Yushalmi says it's totally mutter to use the food. In other words, it's very difficult because he says here the reason why a kli could be used is because it's something that some people use, kelim that aren't that good sometimes for fire, but not the actual food, the real core food itself. So the difficult part about it is, so what? At the end of the day, it's like a kli. A kli is muchan in and of itself, and by definition, it could be moved. So you don't need this whole svara. So what happens when it's a pure food can't be used? So the actual svara of the Ramah is not so clear, And again, Yushalmi's cholek and says, you know, if you want, you could chuck your nuts, your pure nuts into the fire. You know, definitely if you want to roast them and eat them, that for sure will be okay. Okay, let's move right there. Back to the Ramah, the Lapidim. Lamed Beis. Heimadayim b'klipa. Does Muchanim tzas lahasek agav klipa asar. Then it's a little bit of Muchan to burn up the nuts together with the shell, because that's something, you know, it's not just a nut inside. The shells also are, you know, a shtickle, they're a shtickle, you know, firewood. Back to the Ramah, Lapidim. Let's say you have a torch. Shenisharu miyom tov rishon shekabu. You have a torch that no longer lit, and it's left over from the first day of Yom Tov, and now it's blown out. Mutter lachzor ladlikan. You can take it and relight it. Afilu biyom tov sheni shal Rosh Hashanah, even on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Oh, or even after Yom Tov achar Shabbos, even after Yom Tov after Shabbos. Let's say you had a torch that went out on Shabbos. You could go ahead and use it the next day and light it up on Yom Tov. Let's see what's this all about. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, the Lapidim Shenisharu, a torch that was left over after it went out. Buhadin Psila, the same thing would be with any wick, Shenidlika B'Shabbos, that got, let's say you had a wick that you used for Shabbos candles, and now it's out. You could go ahead and you could use that same wick for the Yom Tov candles the next day. No problem. What's the issue? Sifkat and Lamed Dalim. You can go ahead and light them up again. What's the issue? This is coming to exclude those that want to aser mitam de eitzim shenidliku v'nichbu, eitzim that were originally, right, fuel that was originally lit, like wood that was originally lit, and then nichbu, or wicks that were originally lit and then went out. Uadin, right, psila shenichbeis, a wick that went out. Nochim acharkach biyoser, they're easier to go ahead and light. Lahadlaka, to light up, may eitzim upsilos chadashos. They're easier to light, as you know, right? A wick that's already been lit lights up easier and quicker than a brand new fresh wick. Or same thing with wood. Okay, so what's the issue? So what? Why should that be a problem? It's wood. It's a wick. Why can't you use it on Yom Tov? He says no, because since it was lit the day before on, let's say, Shabbos, and now it's Yom Tov, nimsa shehachbia. You have a situation where when it went out, the fire went out on Shabbos, shenichbu b'Shabbos, hikshirasam l'machar. It made it ready for use in a better way the next day. Lios nidlakim b'tov, to be lit better the next day on Yom Tov. And this is what we're going to see coming up in two simanim. We talked about it a little bit. It's the first, right? The first Mishnah in Beitza. V'hu doma l'maydekaimelon, Beitza shenolda b'Shabbos, asura b'Yom Tov shlachara. If you have a Beitza that was born on Shabbos, you can't use it the next day on Yom Tov. Not because of nolad of mupsa, okay? At least according to Rabbi Shimon, again, we paskin that on Yom Tov, regular nolad is going to be mupsa. But Beis HaShenolda isn't even viewed as regular nolad. The reason why it's not even viewed as regular nolad is because it could have been eaten as the chicken. It could have been eaten as the chicken. So it's not like regular nolad. But anyway, but the point is the fact that it was born on Shabbos, Shabbos has now been mechin for what? For Yom Tov. Mishum achana, not mukta. So to hear. Ubali svarazu, the ones who are cholik on the Ramah here, hosifu od yoser, they add more. The elu eats and this wood, opsilos, or the wicks, shenichbu bi Yom Rishon, that went out, the wicks or wood that went out on the Yom Rishon, shel Rosh Hashanah, okay, asurim limacharto, they're going to be aser, not only from Shabbos to Yom Tov, but on Rosh Hashanah, from one day of Yom Tov to the next day. Why? The kevan d'shnei yamim shal Rosh Hashanah eino misveka. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's not a suffix. Because we hold that, let's say, if a beitza was nolad be Yom Tov, a regular Yom Tov, it could be used the next day, Yom Tov sheni, by a regular Yom Tov. Why? Because it's a suffix. Niman of shach. If the first day is Yom Tov, so then the next day is not Yom Tov. So what's the problem? And if the first day wasn't Yom Tov, then you weren't mechin on the first day for the second day. So it's not a problem. But Rosh Hashanah, it's... Right, shnei kedushas hain. Havelu kishnei, right? Havelu kishnei yamim tovim b'fnei atzmim ukishnei kedushas. Vein kedusha achas, and one day of Rosh Hashanah cannot be mechin lechaverta to the next day. Ukemo b'yom tov after Shabbos. It's like Yom Tov after Shabbos. So that's what the sheet that's cholek on the Ramah holds. However, comes the Ramah, ubala agah, the Ramah is cholek al svaras elu aposke. The Ramah is cholek on them. Usfira le the he holds the zelo mikri achana kemo beitza shenolda. It's not like a beta that was born. Sharei gufa etim o apsila Hayu ba'olam mikvar, the actual wood or the wick, it was around, but it got a little better. Shenishtachku b'nei, but unlike an egg, which is now okay, now you have a new egg that's ready to roll. So it might not be mukza because it was muchan agav, right? It was muchan agav the mother b'nei af deharama sasam kiddas hamakilin. And he says that even though the Rama here paskins up like the makilin, the rabu hamatirin, because most poskim are matir and don't view it as a chana. He says, "Mikol makom lechatchila tovin achol latzei sidei akol." It's better to be yote all the opinions. Dahinu lahachem ibo yom psilos chadashos sheyu al yom tov, that you should be mechin from beforehand psilos, brand new psilos for yom tov. Vim lohechin yirel kopanim lahadik kapsilos mitzad hasheni, and if not, you should use the psilos from the other side. So this is very interesting. You know, people who have, let's say, wicks, and they use the same wick from Shabbos. They use the same yom tov. He's saying lechatchila, you really shouldn't do that. Or from the first day of Rosh Hashanah to the next day, right? People have like these paraffin oil, you know, wicks from one day to the next day. So the reason why I think it's totally okay is because you're not using fresh ones from the first, right? From, you know, the first time. But if you're using, it sounds like if you're using that paraffin wick the first time on, let's say, yom tov Rishon or Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos going into yom tov, you probably lechatchila shouldn't use it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah or Shabbos, because even though the Ramah, he says, is Mekel and is Matir, he says, lechatchila, it's better to use fresh wicks and not rely on a wick that was made better the day before on Shabbos or Yom Tov Rishon or Rosh Hashanah. Have a great Shabbos. Speaking of Shabbos, have a great Shabbos. And on Sunday, we start Dinei Ha'esh B'Yom Tov, lighting fire itself, the actual lighting of the fire itself, on Yom Tov. Great to see the old this is Old Times Day. Old Times Day here in Yaimi. Take care, man. Shkoyach.